We are all inventors. As the inventor in me purrs along, pondering a little song, I am inventing new thingamabobs and redesigning all my doorknobs. I must say, the wallet design number 40 is starting to look pretty sporty.
The design is extremely technical,
but it all comes out looking sleek and tactical. This little song of mine is gonna have an amazing bassline as I broke new grounds by inventing all kinds of new sounds. I went around my house tapping at things as if to scare a mouse. I'm getting ready to record my own drum kit, so I'm searching for all the sounds I can emit. In the programming universe, I'm building a new world anybody can traverse. I went back to the old idea of Mud and Moo to create a text world that anybody can venture into. And I merged it with WikiWiki to create a program that isn't very picky. To traverse the world, the user has to carefully read what they're told. They will have to conquer many puzzles and quests, though there will not be any tests. While this is still a tiny research tool, maybe someday it could become a real school. There's a million things I would like to do, but I can only pick a few. I am really excited about jogging in cold weather. When running on snow, I feel like a feather. But there are only 71 days until the end of winter, so I better learn to shuffle like a real sprinter. Life truly is plenty long, that's for sure. But we should take care of our inventions all the way until they mature. As inventing and thinking up new things gives our imagination new wings. It is not so much about the invention itself. After all, it's just going to sit on the shelf. What it is truly about is eliminating inventors' doubt. Because the truth is, we are all inventors, and we don't even need slowpoke mentors. We all have plenty of ideas on our own, and we are always in the zone. You just start with a single brick and make sure that the next one will stick. Next thing you know, you have a brand new thingamajig, and a new invention is always big.